Today, the world is demanding more of products and packaging. They need to meet consumer demands, be sustainable, and travel through different channels. Simply put, companies that make things need to respond faster than ever to change. So let's go beyond the shelf to understand how industry leaders in food and beverage, beauty, CPG, industrials, and more are driving innovation in their products and packaging. Hello, and welcome to Beyond the Shelf, the product and packaging podcast, where we interview the people behind the amazing products we use every day. I'm Laura Fodi, and today I'm thrilled to be speaking with Paolo Pereira da Silva, the president of Renova. Renova is a European brand of high quality and innovative products known for being the sexiest paper on earth. Its products are available in more than 60 countries worldwide. It offers colorful designs and new functional solutions through stylish and environmentally friendly products. Paolo is a very interesting person, a Renaissance man, you might say. He's a physicist in the real world, a business person, an inventor, speaker, passionate about people and human research, images producer and collector. Headquartered in Lisbon, Paolo always tries to know and understand the world from different perspectives. He completed his graduate studies at the École Polytechnique Fédérale de la Seine, I hope I said that right, where he studied physics. Right. Is that close enough?
Yes, that was good.
My French is not so great. Fresh out of graduation, Paolo thought his career would be around academia, but the turning point was when he started working as an engineer at Renova's production facility, working his way up to production director, and then entering Renova's board. In 1995, he was nominated CEO and has turned the Portuguese company into a multinational enterprise. On top of being a business leader, Paolo is a public speaker, counselor, mentor, published author, and physicist. Paolo, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much. I'm very pleased to be here with you.
And thank you for joining all the way from Portugal.
I thank you.
Can you tell us about Renova and its rich history for those that may not be as familiar with the company?
You know, Renova started as a paper company, but in the 30s, I should say, of the last century, but in the 60s, starts to sell in Portugal tissue products, so consumer products based in paper. And we are the founders of such market in Portugal and the leaders of the market since the 60s, a market we found. So it's an old brand in Portugal. In the 80s, 90s, we start to develop the brand in Spain, in Europe, in South Europe. And nowadays we are in 60 countries in the different stages. It depends a lot, and we try to be very innovative and to have different products and to have, how can I say, a different insight in the market, in the tissue market.
Yeah. And one of those tissue products is toilet paper, which we're all users of. But historically, innovation in that space has been pretty low. You know, what has innovation looked like in that space and how have you approached it differently?
You know, I think lots of producers of toilet paper, the background is the paper industry. So it's an industry, it's a business that is led by engineers, talking a lot about the machines, fibers, things like that, and doing amazing things, but not innovation in terms of I don't like the name consumers, I like citizens. The people do not see the difference, and people do not know all the technology that is under or besides a toilet roll. And I try to see this market with another perspective, in a perspective of the citizen looking to the product. And we try to create real innovation in terms of perception of the product. You know, toilet paper is a product that people do not like to speak about, is almost a taboo, and people only realize the need when they don't have. But it shouldn't be like that. And we try, or I try, to change it in another way, trying to have a new category, I can say like that, and to change the product from a white roll to a red roll or the black one that was the first very, very different roll. And people start to have an opinion about the product. They love it. They hate it. They say this is no chance. They say it's very good for my washroom. We can put it in the washroom. So for me, it's another product. The relation from the people to the product change and change dramatically. It's not a taboo. It's not something you need, a commodity, but it's something you can like, can use as a decoration. In some ways, is another product. And I think it was one of the last categories of products. It was very dull without innovation, even with all the technology that is besides the product. And I love to change that perception and trying to have different things, new ways to look to an old product.
I love that. And when I first heard your story, it was in Professor Kevin McTeith's class at the Kellogg School of Business. I said, I need to talk to this person because, you know, creativity is so important. And yet so many businesses don't really embrace it. And they say, oh, we're selling a commodity product. Why is creativity, why is being different important? How do you think other businesses can infuse more creativity into what they do?
You know, I said we are a brand. We are not a paper producer. So we are not doing private labels for the retailer's name. So we are a brand. If you want to be a brand, you must impact to the citizens. You must do something different to renew the brand, to have always something different, to be a surprise, to be relevant to the city, to the citizen. So I think if you want to be a brand, you have to innovate. You have to to see the product, your market, different products through different perspectives. For me, it's very important to travel a lot, to visit a lot, to have, if you want, the collaboration of artists to different diversity of people, not only the old engineers looking to the fibers. That is very important, and you have to have that. But to put ourselves in the other side, in the side of the citizens, in the shelf or in the computer, looking to the products and try to be different, not only in a rational way, but with our hearts also, and to have emotions with the product, an emotional bond with the product. And that for me is really, really interesting. You know, for me, I see the world as a superposition of networks, a superposition of networks. And we have to deal with complexity. And my work here is to manage networks. And different networks. It can be people, it can be the paper makers, it can be, so to work in these different networks, it's very, very, very important, and to deal with complexity. The idea of the black toilet paper comes from a Cirque du Soleil show in Las Vegas. So it's how really? Crazy is it? Yes.
Which one was it?
Start in Vegas. It's Humanity.
Wow.
It was an adult show.
Yeah, but what? So I've been to Cirque du Soleil. What was it about the performance that gave you this idea?
You know, it's a very long history, but I was with our marketing director in Vegas. Why? Because I read a book about the name, it was Fiction Capitalism, saying that the products nowadays, and everything should have some fiction. In the past, it was the production. After things, it was very commercial. And nowadays, people like experience, narratives, fiction about the products. And the paradigm, the model of fiction for me is Vegas. It is a place that is start in the middle of nothing, where people go to have fun, to gamble, to see shows, I don't know. And everything is made for the client, for the consumer. And this is a very big lesson for me. And just before going to Vegas, I was in Paris for some minutes, not much more than that. I assist to a shooting of an advertising campaign of Renault. It was a couple, not very dressed, with white toilet paper. And it was very nice. And in this show in Vegas, there was two, I don't know the name in English, trapezists, people trapezists, not very well dressed neither, with black clothes. And for me, the images of the shooting in Paris and the black, the bodies with the black, it was similar, but the black, it was much more elegant than the white. So I told my marketing director, we should have done that with black paper, just for advertising. But, you know, the idea starts to work. Why not doing a black toilet paper? That's the reason why everything starts with the black toilet paper.
Wow, I love that. There's, you know, we have a lot of listeners that are product and packaging innovators who listen to this podcast. Some of the takeaways I have from that story are the importance of going out and experiencing the world. It's so easy for us to stay in our offices. You have to go out and experience different things. And to your point, the Cirque du Soleil example, the advertising campaign you spoke about, I'm guessing that you shot in Paris, was the very famous one where it's a not fully dressed couple, very sexy images. And I believe the ad was banned in some countries, correct?
Yes.
Mainly
in France.
Mainly in France, where they shot it.
And in the States also, some clients don't like it.
Really? Yes. I thought it was beautiful. I mean, for those who aren't familiar, we'll post some links in the show notes. It's very artistic. It looks more like a photo shoot that Vanity Fair would do. So again, you know, can you speak more about that?
You know, we start the first campaign of this. We have done it was black and white, doing with Peter Lindbergh in Bath. MS after a catalog for Victoria's Secret in the 90s with the same stars, the same models that were there. So we try to have this lifestyle of Vanity Fair or and you know, more or less all our advertising is related to the body, because we are not selling paper. Coca-Cola do not sell water. We don't sell paper. We don't never talk about paper. We sell a solution for cleaning the body or for decoration of the houses or things like that, but mainly the body. So all our products are related in terms of advertising with the human body and with the nice images of the human body, because we think and we try to have the best solution, the more agreeable solution in the touch of our skin. We have an advertising in France, it's magic for your skin. That's what we like, and we try to do with the product, and we try to advertise with our campaign. So it's always body, 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 skin, skin, skin. And for us, is very that is very important. The second thing we are a very small company. So we cannot spend a lot of money advertising our product. So we try to do the things in a different way. So we use a lot of artists. And we ask artists to collaborate in our campaign. So I don't give them, how can I say, a program. Say I want a girl with the head, I don't know, like that. So I love your talent. This is my problem. I want to do something with the skin. Please be creative. do whatever you want, but be creative, because what I need is the talent of the people that work with us. And artists, they are really very, very good if they are free to create. Nowadays, we are, it's the first time I'm telling that, but we are building some campaigns with artists in New York, pool of artists in New York for internet, and if I can say, street digital art.
Wow.
So it's another world, because trying nowadays to do more and more in the digital way, but bringing artists that are very good in the digital world, and that is something new for me.
I think that's so wonderful. What you said really resonates with me, because I've worked with a lot of creative people, and you know what sometimes happens is the business people get afraid, right? And they say, oh, we don't want to go that far, we don't want to push the limit that much, and then you end up with this watered down product. And like you said, the whole point of working with artists or creatives is to give them the permission to maybe push the envelope of what was imaginable. And so I think it's easier said than done. I think it takes a lot of courage and trust to do that.
But you know, I love their talent. Is what I want is a talent. It's not, I have to take their talent and to bring something. So we have also projects, very long projects we call art commissions. And we take some parts of these projects for advertising. For instance, during COVID, that lots of artists were at home, not working, we ordered three ballet bands, the music and the choreography. And it was fantastic. I have the sole thing I ask is the name of the ballet should be Renova. And they could do whatever they want, nothing to do with Piper. And so nowadays we have three amazing ballets that we can show in a scene that belong to us. And we took many photos and videos from the ballets to use as advertising. But there is something bigger than that. That is the art commission. And it was our first step in music. In dance, we have done things before, but in music, it was our first step.
Wow.
So, and we have a lot of fun doing that.
Yeah. I love how with the ballet example, you start with, it's ballet, correct? The dance?
Yes, it's ballet.
You know, when I think about the solution, you said your solution is to clean bodies. And what art form is perhaps more celebratory of the human body than ballet, right? Where you have all those dancers on stage and they're usually muscular and they're throwing each other in the air. And like the celebration of that, I think it's amazing. At first glance, they may not seem to have anything in common, but that is very core to your brand, right? That is an extension of your aspiration in a sense. What gave you that idea to do the ballet?
You know, we have done things with dance inside our meals in the factory. We had a project with a photograph and several dancers, and they were doing a classical dance around the machines where the people were working. You know, to work in a factory 24 hours a day, sometimes is not the sexiest thing in the world. So we try to have an ambience that is different. But if we can do something with art and the people that are working and they are seeing this freedom of the bodies, I like very much the movement, the freedom, the body, the skin. And ballet is very, very important. But before, we have done with dancers, but without music. And we have done lots of things also with models. And we start perhaps 3 years ago, we have a huge project we didn't show yet with dancers and models. And the relation to the body from a model and from a dancer, a classical dancer, is totally different. And when you mixed both, with music, with photos, videos, and things like that. It's a huge product, huge project. It's amazing because the relationship with the body is totally different. The model sticks in front of the camera in a static way. The dancer is not the static way, is the freedom, the body, but everything is managed to the top of the finger. Everything is choreographed. I don't know if you say like that, but mm-hmm. but and doing that project, I said I have to do something with music and with ballet. And sometimes people related to arts in Portugal are always trying to get me in their fields. And people from ballet in Portugal, the national ballet company, they are always inviting me and trying to do something with them. So the idea comes from there.
That's awesome. We'll be right back. Speaking of innovation, is your team spending more time chasing data than on new product and packaging development? SpecRite can help. With our specification data management platform, you can streamline project management, quickly build out BOMs, and forecast both the profitability and sustainability of your products. Go to specrite.com to learn more. Now back to the show. When I talk to many executives, they talk about the importance of building teams. Does your brand help you attract the type of talent that then enables you to do more and more of these creative ideas? Do you find that it just attracts different people than maybe a typical CPG consumer goods company would get?
You know, I have to say to you, definitely, yes. The brand and the culture that we have in our brand is the more important strength to attract people to our company. Mainly very good in the diversified people. And for me, it's very important to have people with very different backgrounds and from different places in the world, to work with digital street artists in New York, to work in South Korea with someone that is doing Instagram work with Instagram, or I don't know, to have a photograph in Paris, or to have even people from marketing or from sales. I like very much to mix people from one place to the other. Some people work for us 100% of the time, but to have projects, different projects with different people. If someone that are listening to your podcast and has an idea for us, please let us know. I'm very happy to receive ideas from all over the world.
Oh, I love that. You talked about, we understand, I think, what the brand stands for. You talked about a little bit about your culture. What are some of the values in your company culture and how does that connect to your brand?
You know, the brand is the more important things that unify the company. For us, is in some way our grand cause. I don't know the name in grand cause, grand cause. Is the purpose of the company to develop the brand. We have a brand that has more than 100 years, that lots of generations have worked doing that brand, and we are trying to develop it all around the world. And coming from a small town in Portugal, it is a small country. Trying to do that is huge for us. We are trying to have the sexiest paper in honors. So the brand for me is very important. But the brand, what we are talking about, people are the more important thing in our company. What everything I say to you, you have to come to visit us, because we are really very, very, very transparent. We have lots of visitors from schools in our factories, from different places. And when people come inside the company, we say we have say the world you are here. So we have the internet for our guests, and we invite people to take photos for everything, not to close, to open, to visit the company, take photos. Of course, not the people that are working, because you need to have the permission of the people. But if the people give you the permission, take the photos you want. So transparency, for me, is a value that is very important. I'm not talking to you about quality, because it's even sustainability is a way, is a road. We are never good enough. So something we have to work every day, and we are working a lot, doing huge investments in terms of energy, recycling of fibers, water economy, people. You know, I like very much to reuse. So we use the old buildings, the old secretaries, the old, and trying to have something very, very nice, but reusing the resources, because the resources are less and less in the planet. So you must have an enormous respect for resources. Sustainability can be also a source of motivation for the people, because if a company is not very good on that, is a problem. But for me, is a road. And we are never enough good. We have so many projects to get rid of the plastics in the packaging. It's one of the priorities we have. We are investing a lot in renewable energy, but there is no end for that. We have to try again and doing. And we are so far from being, how can I say, the best that humankind can do for that. And it's a culture.
I agree. I appreciate you sharing that perspective. We work with many companies on sustainability. And what I always say is it's never ending. There's always going to be innovation in materials, innovation in equipment and machinery, innovation in supply chains. There's no end point to this, right? And I think the people and the companies that are most successful are the ones that are doing it like you, where you're incorporating it into your business model versus it's a project that we have to do over here that's separate from the business. So I appreciate your leadership on that. I feel like the paper companies are actually a lot further along than most people would believe.
Yes, I think so. But you know, for us, sustainability is the heart of our company. Why? I can tell you, because perhaps we start with water, because our old company where I am now has been built in the beginning of the 19th century around the source of a river. So the source of the river is inside the company, with buildings all around. And the river goes under the company, under the factory. It should not be possible nowadays. But so since many years, if there was any problem in the water of the river, it was we are in the source, so it was our problem. So there is some kind of responsibility that starts to be very deeply inside us because of water. Because I'm talking about 56 years ago, that was very important. But now we have to do that with everything. But there is no end. And for me, that is very important to explain that to everybody. It's not we can have a project that will end last year, but what we have done till now, it's nothing. We have to be better and better and better and better. It's a challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're here to solve challenges, right? I think. So it gives a lot of purpose to the work. What's next for Renova when it comes to innovation? What are you cooking up? What are you thinking of next?
Many things. You know, when journalists ask me that, sometimes I say it's a transparent paper, but it's more or less a joke for our kind of products. Not in terms of innovation, but in terms of company, is the globalization of the the company. We are a startup in different countries, so it's to bring our solutions and our products to different geographies for me is very important. But that is the purpose of the company. If we are talking about product, we have to innovate a lot, what we call here inside the luxury products, trying to have very, very different products, but it's not consumer products. They are objects. It's a gift. It's something we are selling a lot in China, a paper roll that is black and red, red inside and black. And we sell it by, I don't know, $30 one roll.
Wow. That's a $30 paper. Wow.
Is in a box. It's value in the packaging. It's a gift, like you can give and put it in your house, or like a candle or something like that for when you have guests in your house. It's a product. So this is a luxury product. But that's funny. That's for me the next step is related to recycle more. And to recycle different kinds of fibers, reuse different kinds of fibers. We are using a lot, we recycle a lot, but we are trying to use more and more the fibers from cardboard, because there are more and more cardboard by internet, the things like that. So we are trying to have solutions in that side. In the other side, for me, to work the fibers in a different way, we have a more efficient use of water and energy in the process of making the paper. That's technology. We call it 4D paper, and very soft. It's a long history. But in the short term is we are changing a lot our packaging to get rid of plastic, to have paper. Today is very difficult to have uncoated paper to replace the plastic, but if we have a coated paper with some kind of glue, is not very good to recycle. So we are doing huge things to change with our suppliers to not using paper in the packaging, in our packaging. It's very, very, very difficult because people like to see the product. We try to do with paper, but the transparency in the packaging is very important in our field. So we have this education for us, our clients, and everything. It's a big, big challenge in the short term, but we have to have the packaging in paper. And on the other side, we have less and less packaging. Cardboard, plastic. Sometimes it's very difficult when we are in difficult times, in crisis and things like that, in depression. Of course, now people like to have very small rolls, to have a less price per sales packaging, and it's not good because you are putting a lot of packaging in the roll. So I should like very much to have more compact products and without plastic, with paper. So that's the even trying to have another solutions, but that's more complicated, related to internet and to the sales in our shop.
Wow. Well, I'm very excited. Those are all important things. I love that you're collaborating with your suppliers to make these solutions happen, because it is, you talked about network earlier. You have to, right? Supply chain, you can't do it alone. You have to do it with a community of people.
We have to.
I love that.
It's a big challenge.
Well, Paolo, I appreciate your time. I know you're busy. Is there anything else you want people to know before we move into our rapid fire questions?
I don't know. Ask me. I don't know. I'm very happy to be here. You know, I like hope for me is a very important thing. And I believe a lot in people. I love to work in people. And I think we can do a better world if we work together inside the company with our stakeholders, with everybody, trying to better solutions for us with creativity, with fun. All these things do not need to be said. and to have, how can I say, humor, happiness in life is very important.
I love that. And I feel like you embody that. So thank you. We're going to close out with my favorite segment. I'm going to ask you some quick questions. What is your favorite product right now? What is your favorite Renova product right now?
Oh, so difficult. I should say all the products. No, I should say the black toilet paper, but I will change it for the black handkerchiefs.
Oh, the black handkerchiefs. Okay. Can we get these in the United States, Paolo, or am I going to have to import some of this stuff?
I don't think I think you have to buy it from our internet shop.
Okay. For all my listeners, you can go to, what is it, Renova.com?
Renova.com.
Renova.com, and you can buy some black and red toilet paper as well. I'm going to have to get a roll for our office. What packaging trend are you most excited about right now?
Packaging trend, get rid of plastic.
That's a good
for one. Me is, you know, it's a challenging year every day. Every day. Cannot imagine the amount of energy we are putting there.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to end with one of my favorite segments, which is Kill, Keep, Change. We're going to give you a list of three random products. One you have to kill or discontinue, one you have to keep as is, and one you get to change. So let me find some good ones for you, Paolo. I don't know what these are. My team writes this for me. Okay, I have three products for you. A desktop computer.
Okay.
A
kill.
What's that?
To kill?
No, you get three, and then you have to decide which one you discontinue, what you keep, what you change. Okay. So one is a desktop computer. One is a rollerball perfume. So the perfume you put on your wrist with the rollerball. And then the last one is a variety boxes of chips. So the chips that you eat. So you have a desktop computer, variety boxes of chips, and rollerball perfume. What do you keep? What do you kill? What do you change?
Oof. Nowadays, I will change the desktop computer. Mm-hmm. I will change the rollerball perfume. And I will kill the other, the
chips?
Because the box, yes.
Oh, that's the box, a good idea. Chips. How would you change the perfume? What would you change it to? Uh-huh. How would you change it?
I change the perfume. You know, I had to think a little bit about that. But, you know, the rollerball is something that is very big, that has a large amount of stuff. And I don't know if it's the best solution for a rechargeable thing. And I will try to have something that could be rechargeable. And I don't know, perhaps a little bit more liquid. I don't know.
Yeah, less single use, more refillable maybe. I love that idea. Yeah. Very sustainable. Well, Paolo, thank you so much for joining us. I think I should say obrigado, right?
Thank you. I know Portuguese. I know.
I'm working on it.
In Portuguese.
How can people follow you and your company?
You know, for me, it's very easy because I am in all the I should say not in all, but in lot of the internet. I mean, Facebook, Talk, I don't know, and Renova also. Sometimes with Renova's nom, sometimes with my Renova. Perfect. But be pleased to be related to people.
Oh,
and I
you,
love
Paolo.
To receive messages, LinkedIn, everything.
Well, I hope to see you again in the United States soon. If not, I'm going to come to Portugal and tour one of those factories and take some
pictures
with you and your team.
I will be very happy to have you here.
Awesome.
Thank you,
Paolo. We'll talk to you
Thank
soon.
You. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Beyond the Shelf is presented by SpecRite, the first cloud-based platform for specification management. Say goodbye to spreadsheets, share drives, and legacy systems, and digitize your specs in a secure single source of truth. With SpecRite, you can easily share and collaborate on specs with other departments and across your entire supply chain network.
Taking a spec-first approach enables you to accelerate product and packaging development, go to bid faster, report on sustainability, and ultimately spend less time chasing data and more time making amazing things. To learn more, visit specright.com. That's specright.com.